Astonishing Legends is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Potential savings will vary.
Not available in all states or situations.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Astonishing Legends Network.
The views and opinions expressed by hosts and listeners on the Astonishing Dead Letter Office are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Astonishing Legends Productions, the Astonishing Legends Network, or any affiliated entities or guests.
When something unexplainable happens to you, it can make you feel isolated or alone. But trust us, you're not. For over a decade, you've been sending your strange stories to Astonishing Legends. And now it's time for our fellow legenders to hear them too. Join us weekly in Blanket Fortiana as we dig through your intriguing messages to the Astonishing Dead Letter Office.
Tonight's episode, The Shadow Man Who Wasn't There.
This week's letter comes from listener Jada, who's experienced a recurring, unsettling phenomenon, the appearance of a shadowy figure with red eyes.
Ooh.
This hasn't happened just once, but twice in entirely different locations.
Mm-hmm. Two separate incidents, years apart, but both involving the same kind of spectral entity. It suggests something more than just a localized haunting, doesn't it? Perhaps a persistent attachment.
Exactly. Jada describes the first sighting occurring during a summer at a religious retreat or camp. Now, this could be significant, hinting at a possible connection between heightened spiritual sensitivity and these encounters, but we can't say for sure.
Right, perhaps. A heightened spiritual awareness making someone more susceptible to, some might argue, other spiritual influences. So it's a fascinating hypothesis. And the second encounter, though, with her then-boyfriend present, removes any room for self-doubt because it was also witnessed by him. And he had no previous belief in the paranormal either. And we've seen that before, too, where not that I get a kick out of it, but sometimes people who don't believe in that kind of stuff at all are the ones who are shaken the most. Not that I wish that kind of terror on anybody or the shaking up of their beliefs, but it just seems that whatever's causing this doesn't care if you believe in it or not. And then if you think it's impossible and you see the impossible happening, you experience it, it jars you even more.
Yeah, and to your point, the boyfriend's confirmation adds significant weight. And I can't remember if you took it from a movie or something like that, but where you would say, you know what? They don't care if you believe in them. The ghost doesn't care if you believe in it. So.
No, I think that was Anthony Hopkins in the movie The Rite, I think.
Oh, nice. That's a good callback. I like that.
Not believing in the devil won't protect you from him.
That's it. Yes.
That's the idea that people, if I don't pay any attention to this, this is all just malarkey. And it's not going to bother me because those people are making it all up in their head and that's why it's affecting them. And that could be true to a certain degree. But also, we know somebody whose story we have talked about, somebody that's within our circle here of show friends, and they had a boyfriend who didn't believe in any of this stuff. And then they were hanging out more with him and this family. And then something happens that's undeniable in front of their face. And that's the thing. It's exhausting and terrifying for the family. But after a while, you kind of accept that this is a reality and you have to deal with it in some way or kind of live with it. But the boyfriend hadn't. And then I'm sure he trusted them, like, well, I believe that they believe something, but I don't think that there's really anything happening. And then something happens to you and he's freaked out even more. So once again, to lead into this, we're talking about two separate locations, two separate incidents, one consistent figure. And then you have to wonder, is this a guardian spirit or a malevolent entity following her, or maybe something else entirely?
My name is Jada. I'm 34 and from Austin, Texas. Now, I don't know if you guys will read this, but I hope so. I have a personal experience that kind of ties into one of the topics discussed in part two of your series on The Conjuring. Many years ago, I was staying with my aunt one summer, and that particular summer, we had done some heavy church campgrounds. I preface this because I truly believe it amped up the spiritual realm surrounding me that summer. One night, we were sleeping in the upstairs living room. Now, her house had a short breezeway that led to the living room as you came up the stairs. And the living room was closed off with French doors that had glass, so you could clearly see down that breezeway. I had been sleeping when I suddenly awakened and looked out into the breezeway. There was a silhouette, or a shadow of a man, with red eyes looking back at me. Put a bookmark there for a second, and let's fast forward to many years later. I was at my mom's house with my boyfriend at the time, who I can adamantly say is a true skeptic about anything spiritual or paranormal. At least he was then. We were sleeping in the upstairs loft. I suddenly woke up because the fan was off. That was my very first thought. Why is the fan off? I always, always, always sleep with the fan on. One, because I get hot, and two, for ambient noise. And I'm 100% sure that fan was on when we went to sleep. Anyway, I immediately sat up and felt like someone was next to me, and I jumped. But then I felt the presence move down in front of the bed, and it was the silhouette of a man. I started screaming, and so did my boyfriend, which I hadn't even realized that he was awake or aware that this was happening. But he did confirm that something was there and that he was awake and not asleep. All of this is to say that I think there's something to what you guys were talking about with hauntings happening to a person versus a location in every instance. My little brothers had an experience as well at that house, and they were in the same room. But then I can't explain the man I saw in two different locations at two different times in my life. I've also had a few other experiences at a different house. I think it's a mistake when people try to apply earthly logic to the unearthly realm.
Well, we've received a lot of these types of stories, especially when we do a Halloween call for stories about people and shadow figures appearing in bedrooms. So a lot of commonalities here, yeah. Common themes. In the bedroom, why? Because you're vulnerable there.
Right.
Also, you're asleep, also vulnerable. There's something with the subconscious and tuning in while you're subconscious or sometimes unconscious. Sometimes people have had experiences where they were passed out even.
Yeah.
But the rest of this is very familiar. The shadow of a man, and then you have the red eyes, which yeah. I believe is something significant. And I don't know if it always portends evil or just something negative, but it's not the most welcoming shade of color when somebody's eyes are, it's not eye shine, they're emitting a red light of sorts.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, we've heard of entities with white eyes or white light emitting from their eyes,
right.
Or yellow eyes. But red seems to be the most common color choice here
yeah.
with these shadow beings. And the other common thing is that a lot of these people that we receive letters from have talked about having these experiences in different places. It's not necessarily just the house or the bedroom or the chiffer robe or something coming out of the closet. It is something to do with them. And they are kind of a focal point. Not that there's an attachment. I don't want to say that because then people freak out. And I don't think that's the case a lot of the times. It's just something about that person. There is a connection that is made to this other realm. And these things show up because that's also very common. When we first started looking into the phenomenon of shadow people, people have talked about seeing them outdoors and that they're staring at them from afar. One of my favorite stories when we first, it may have been a Jim Harold story, somebody walking home, and I think it was still daylight out, but they looked over and they were like at a high school track and field arena with bleachers, and they looked over, and just as the streetlights were coming on, they saw the shadow of the man staring at them, got a bad feeling, and then noticed that there was nothing below the hips or the legs.
Yeah,
like there was only he was only seeing partial shadow man, and that creeped him out. He started running home.
Yeah,
and then I think saw them in another place. So yeah, very classic. Why is the fan off? Maybe that you would wake up and he could get your attention, or there's some electromagnetic interference with his presence there. And then you get into other theories that, well, they're just us from the future able to travel back in time just to scare the crap out of people in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
Or that there's an alien connection somehow, and that's a screen image you're seeing. And that also ties in with the multiple visits in different locations. But nobody knows for certain, I think, at this point. So don't want to put any ideas into anybody's heads of what's going on, and don't let anybody else tell you they know what's going on. And again, I'm sorry that the boyfriend had that terrifying experience. But my point earlier was that I don't like the aspect of course, people being terrified, but that you're seeing something that maybe has opened your mind a little, that things you thought were impossible are possibly possible.
Yeah.
And that there's more to life than just us being sacks of meat and potatoes.
Yeah. And the thing that I find really disconcerting about this story is how pleasant the word breezeway is. It just seems like such a nice place. It's not where you want. It's not nice. It's a shadow man with red eyes. No breezeway for you.
When it's warm and there's a breeze, it's very pleasant, but it has the word breeze in it.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I get the sleeping with ambient noise thing. You know, of course, there's a billion apps that do that now. I was thinking I should take this moment to remind folks that several years ago, I recorded 3 or 4 hours of the ocean of the surf breaking down in North Carolina, Carolina Beach, North Carolina. I left a digital recorder on a deck all night long and recorded it, and I posted it to our feed. And it's commercial free, and it's just called Astonishing Waves for Relaxation, if you want to Google Astonishing Waves for Relaxation. And if you go and you play it out of our back catalog, it's got no pre-roll ads, no ads attached to it. It's 3 or 4 hours long. It's been downloaded 150 or 175,000 times since I posted
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, but of course, I've listened to it myself probably 20 or 30. So I count for some of those. That could just be like, you know, 150 people listening 1,000 times. I don't know.
Totally off topic. Well, kind of connected, but I was just recently thinking about your tape of the ocean sounds and how relaxing that is. Yeah. And I thought about one of the best nights of sleep I ever got was in a tent while camping, and there was a creek nearby. Uh-huh. And the sound of the creek, or just before you go to bed and the crackle of the fire with the creek. And sometimes you'll hear people conversation off in the trees and just, it's just very relaxing. But this, I do wonder about this house and how relaxing it is to sleep there, especially for the little brothers.
Yeah.
And if more people are seeing things or what the vibe is. And then what did the boyfriend think after that? So a lot of these letters, of course, are just the short anecdote, and you don't get a lot of the full story. Then sometimes you ask and that'll be it. It's like, well, nothing really happened after that.
Yeah.
But there is something about the house and maybe her connection to it, and about the religious angle on here about, you know, making the church campgrounds.
Right.
Well, it's like the cat had a demon. I think if you believe that story, it is something to do with a negative entity, a demon getting the most bang for the buck. Where? But at a church camp.
Right.
With a bunch of screaming
kids.
You've
got the most receptive audience.
Yeah, and just like the scurrying, the pattering above the on the roof. Remember, that was one aspect of
it.
And then while they're all out at the pool and the black smoke and the, it's just, where can I get the most people screaming at once?
Yeah.
And a little dig on the religious folks, on the churchy folks. Maybe there is something to that with Jada's thinking that it amped up a little or made more of a connection between the spirituality, a religious aspect, and the ghostly haunting type things or the shadow people. There may be something to that.
Yeah. And going back to the boyfriend too, I think the skepticism too, sometimes that is a trigger. I mean, I do feel like that's part of what triggered what happened to me at the Sally house, not just skepticism, but just being like, well, there might've been something here at one point, but there's nothing going on here now. I'm not paying attention. And it's like, okay, you're the person we're after in this moment. You're the person we're going to reach out to.
Well, yeah. So you become the target of the prank of sorts, or just that there's something about the mindset of you being the most receptive, maybe not having to do with any skepticism. It's just that for whatever reason, you're the guy they want to talk to. Just as I didn't get any whisper in my ear, but Tess did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get any sensation on my forearm, but Megan did,
yeah.
Who was also, she's very level-headed. I think she believes in this
stuff. Forrest is talking about our experience at the Sally House there, but yeah, and the people that were with us, yeah.
Yeah, and the people that were with us, and when things like that happen to specific people, and it's like, well, I've got the full spectrum video camera and the recorders and all the gear. Why didn't it happen to me? I could have recorded it. And maybe they looked at me and said, nah, too on the nose.
Yeah.
That guy's like, yeah. We're going to deliver it to somebody who will be left with more questions.
Yeah.
And on that trip, that was you, my friend.
Yes, it was. Well, Jada, thank you so much for sending your letter into the Dead Letter Office. Just remember to keep your fan on and avoid strange breezeways at night.
The Astonishing Dead Letter Office is hosted by Scott Philbrick and Forrest Burgess and is executive produced by Tess Feifel. The show is edited and mixed by Sarah Voorhees-Wendell at VW Sound. The theme is based on the Astonishing Legends theme by Judson Crane at Founder Music, arranged by Alan Carissia, who composes all the other music in the show. Tommy Beaver Design created the logo. The announcer is John Bolton. That's me. Stories are lightly edited for length, content, and readability, but otherwise presented as they're sent to us. We're always looking for more dead letters, so if you have a story of your own you'd like to share, email it to deadletteroffice@astonishinglegends.com. Please include how you would like to be credited. First name only, first name last initial, anonymous, a pseudonym. Let us know. Due to the number of emails coming in, we often cannot respond, but we do read them all. No part of the show may be reproduced anywhere without permission. Copyright Astonishing Legends Productions.
Astonishing Legends is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Potential savings will vary.
Not available in all states or situations.
Life is full of mysteries, just like the stories explored on Astonishing Legends. But when it comes to caring for a senior loved one, you do not want any surprises. Care.com can help with many needs, from finding background-checked caregivers for companionship or dementia care, to browsing senior living communities and reading real reviews. It is a strange shift when the parent who raised you needs a hand, and being the one who handles every detail can feel like a lot. With Care.com, you do not have to do it alone. Whether you know exactly what care is needed or are still figuring it out, support is available. For a limited time, use the code POD20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's POD20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care search today. When it's not you, it's Care.com.
Astonishing Legends is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Potential savings will vary.
Not available in all states or situations.
Life is full of mysteries, just like the stories explored on Astonishing Legends. But when it comes to caring for a senior loved one, you do not want any surprises. Care.com can help with many needs, from finding background-checked caregivers for companionship or dementia care, to browsing senior living communities and reading real reviews. It is a strange shift when the parent who raised you needs a hand, and being the one who handles every detail can feel like a lot. With Care.com, you do not have to do it alone. Whether you know exactly what care is needed or are still figuring it out, support is available. For a limited time, use the code POD20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's POD20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care search today. When it's not you, it's Care.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.